present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week for a second visit to the fine town of Colchester on the south coast of Devon. We really should get a better sat-nav. In 1759, there was an attempt to land a French invasion force along the coast near here at Maldon, which was intended to support Bonnie Prince Charlie's Jacobite rebellion for control of the cream cracker market. However, the fleet became lost in thick fog and drifted along the coast, almost running aground at Frinton. The French force only realised where they were when they spotted two children building a sandcastle and immediately surrendered to them. Colchester is home to the Essex Council Road Planning Department. However, the department is to be closed down after it was discovered they've been planning Essex roads. This year, Colchester's Best Citizen Award went to Alan Wilson for services to the town. In his spare time, Alan operated a children's crossing, did gardening for pensioners, and ran errands for the housebound. Sadly, he's now unemployed after he gave up his seat to a blind man and was sacked from his job as an Arriva bus driver. Colchester's MP is the Conservative William Quince, who campaigned for Britain to leave the EU and has successfully introduced immigration controls at Essex ports based on the Australian system. The first shipload of convicts arrives next month. But Essex ports aren't the only places that may wish to restrict who they let in. Let's meet the teams. They are on my left, Barry Cryer and Tony Hawkes. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Pippa Evans. And taking our place at the desk next to me, please welcome our scorer, the ever delightful Samantha. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. These days, many people fail to understand the difference between similar words or even places. For example, I'm often asked the difference between Torquay and Torbay. Well, Torbay is a coastal borough in South Devon, roughly equidistant from the cities of Exeter and Plymouth, whereas Torquay is what a Geordie has for his Christmas dinner. But the meanings of words are constantly changing, team. So your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Pippa, you can start.
Pastrami, the art of meat folding.
Barry.
Eerie, bit like an ear.
Tim.
Dogma, bitch.
Tony.
Metabolics, unimpressed with metaphysics.
Gonorrhea.
Oh.
Deaf woman.
Arcade. Benefit gig for Noah.
Unkempt. The process by which Spandau Ballet split up.
Masonette. Tiny Freemason.
Lazy. French 40 winks.
Siren Sester. To father an ancient relative.
Bastard. Fish excrement.
Impeccable, bird-proof.
Dictaphone, someone you don't want to call.
Trumped. Talked down to by a xenophobic, sexist, mentally challenged bigot.
Well, the teams are now going to sing along with some well-known discs in the game called Pick Up Song. These days, rare vinyl commands a fortune at auction. The holy grail for collectors is the single Bill Gates put out, When I'm Cleaning Windows 8.1. Samantha will spin the discs, and each of you should sing along to your records, teams, until Samantha turns the volume down. If, on its return, you are within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean a gutless pantomimic response indicative of the intellectual apathy that has brought our once proud nation to its knees. What do points mean?
Prizes!
And this week's prize is a cycling trip hosted by a leading actress. It's this Francis de la Tour de France. So, Tim, you're to start, and I'd like you to accompany one-time Colchester resident, Steve Harley, singing Come Up and See Me, Make Me Smile.
You've done it all. You spoiled the game, no matter what you say. For only metal, what a bore. Blue eyes, how come you tell so many lies? Come up and see me, make me smile. Or do what you want, running wild. There's nothing left, all gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while.
Maybe you'll tarry.
Thank you, Tim. OK, you're next, Barry, and I'd like you to accompany Chaz and Dave singing Rabbit.
You got a beautiful chin. You got beautiful skin. You got a beautiful face. You got taste. You got beautiful eyes. You got beautiful thighs. You got a lot without a doubt. But I'm thinking of blowing you out. 'Cause you won't stop talking. Why don't you give it a rest? You got more rabbit than
Sainsbury's.
Sometimes audiences clap along to help, but not here in Colchester. You're just going to let him hang there, won't you? On that happy note, on to Pippa. Pippa, would you accompany Caris Matthews and Catatonia singing Road Rage?
If all you've got to do today is just find peace of mind. Round, look and take a piece of mine. And if all you've got to do today is hesitate, come here, you can leave it late with me. You should be taking it easy on yourself. You should be making it easy on yourself. 'Cause you and I know it's all over the front page. You give me road rage, racing through the best days. It's up to you, boy, driving me crazy, thinking you may. If all you got to do is
Pippa Evans being absolutely brilliant there, despite the distraction of several members of the audience who decided to goose step around the arena. I think it's an Essex thing, isn't it? Right, finally, Tony, can you please accompany Austrian 80s band Falco singing Rock Me Amadeus?
Er hat den Schultern denen drängen, denen riemen Frauen. Und der denen rief, come on and rock me, Amadeus. Er war Superstar, er war popular. Er war so echt, dass er wurde, dass er heute flach. Er war allen so eine große, seine Rocky-Doll. Und Anas rief, come on, rock me, Amadeus. Amadeus, Amadeus, oh, Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus. Oh, Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus. Oh, 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 Amadeus. Come on and rock me, Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus. Oh, Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus. Oh, Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus. Oh, 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 Amadeus.
Thank you, Tony. Okay, time for some acting now in the miming round called Sound Charade. This is based on the old TV favourite Give Us a Clue, a show that featured Mime Master General Lionel Blair. And, Lionel recently accepted an offer to appear on the 35th series of Who Do You Think You Are? Or, as it's now known, Who Do You Think Pulled Out? Tim and Pippa, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Pole dark. Pole dark.
It's television and it's one word and it goes like this.
Knock, knock.
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry to bother you so late at night. I'm from Ipso Mori, the research people. I could ask you how you intend to vote in the forthcoming election.
Well, certainly. Well, after a lot of thought, my wife and I have decided...
Oh, well, well, what just happened then?
Oh, that'll be a power cut.
Well, do you mind if we carry on anyway?
No, not at all.
Thank you very much.
The end.
Well, I'm groping and fumbling here, but the listeners can't see that.
yeah, I'm not enjoying it much.
Well, the power cut, things would go dark, wouldn't they?
They would, yeah.
And, dark pole? No, hang on. Pole dark!
Yes. Okay. And I'm Barry and Tony. Your title's now being exhibited on the laser display board. And once more, the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Crimson Peak. Crimson Peak.
It's a film, two words. Hamish!
Ah. Angus, you'll have had your tea.
Och, I need something stronger than tea. I've just seen Mrs. Nochty's chihuahua.
Not again.
I just popped into Kilts R Us for a sporran upgrade, and there she was, bold as brass.
With her chihuahua?
The poor wee thing. She's dyed it bright green.
Well, she does like to colour all her pooches. You haven't seen her Pekingese.
Oh, don't tell me. What has she done? Well, what has she done?
You said don't tell you.
Out with it, man!
Be careful what you wish for.
What colour has she dyed her Pekingese?
Bright red.
A bright red Pekingese. Now she's gone too far. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
It's obviously set in Wales, but I don't know.
Well, there was dogs, wasn't there?
There was dogs, and little dogs.
Little
scarlet,
dogs.
Scarlet, red.
Scarlet, red. Crimson, perhaps?
Crimson. Oh. Not Crimson Peak, is it?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. But first, I notice our postman has been straining under the welter burden of a letter. It comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. Mrs. Trellis writes, "Dear Kevin MacLeod, I have a solution to that problem you have on Grand Designs where every couple overspends their budget 45 minutes into the programme. Just keep it to 30 minutes. Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis." Okay. Well, in honour of Colchester's long history as a garrison town, we're going to play the military version of the game. So remember, teams, a player may outflank an opponent on the diagonal, but only if preceded by a frontal assault. Pincer movements count double, and any player formally encircled may employ their trebuchet. So, Tim, you can start.
I start with Green Park.
Oh, well, diagonal, I think I can now. Queen's Park.
No helping, please, audience.
Can I go round the outside down to Waterloo?
Is that a frontal assault?
I thought it was a pincer.
No, it's actually neither a pincer.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Nor a frontal assault.
So I'm not formally encircled, though, am I?
No, you're not yet.
No, I can go Stratford East.
Stratford East.
Thank you.
You've obviously never played this game before. Dollis Hill,
so yep. You're obviously setting up an ambush.
Oh, don't tell them.
I'm obliged to, because I'm a traitor. Barry.
I can do a pincer movement. And I can go Edgware.
You don't literally have to do a pincer movement when you say that, right? Pippa?
I'll overland to Dalston Junction, please.
I'll counter with barking.
Oh.
Yes, yeah.
Peg's Passage.
What?
Sorry, I was just having a dream. Austerlitz.
Austerly.
Oh, okay. Jack, you can't, surely.
No, that's permitted, Austerly.
Really? Are you going to use your trebuchet? But not... I did a pincer 3 moves ago, so Tim can't come up with that now.
Use your trebuchet.
It's too late.
Use your trebuchet. You bought it, you've been polishing it all afternoon. Use it.
Well, this is reminiscent of the 1972 semi-finals in Helsinki.
Well, I apologise. Well, I
Barry was a grumpy bastard then as well.
I apologise then. I've got a retreat now. Oxford Circus.
Oh. I think we know what's coming.
Mornington Crescent.
Unbelievable.
Yes. Amazing, Pippa. Is that the first time you've played on the show, isn't it? Which is a remarkable feat. There you go.
Thank
well,
you
it
so
just
much.
Goes to
Brilliant.
Show you get someone with actual intelligence and not on medication, and they can find their way quite easily. Okay, well, this next round celebrates The Only Way is Essex, the groundbreaking reality show that featured its own famous pre-Spanish holiday diet, no carbs before marbs. This is based on the original Barry Cryer diet, no Stella before Marbella. Okay, teams, I'm going to read to you the words of a renowned local celebrity from which certain key passages have been removed, and your job is to fill in the missing bits. And the local celebrity in question is Joey Essex. Yes. This Friday, I got my mates round, Dan, Jamie, Mitch and Steve. We watched a film. Back to the Future was my favourite when I was a kid. It's so sick. Imagine if you could go back in time. You could have a little chat with yourself when you were younger. I'd go back to when I was 2, and I'd be able to tell myself,
"This is as clever as you're ever going to get."
I would tell myself that I should stop crying over Furbies, because when I'm 24, I'll have enough money to buy as many Furbies as I want. there, Joy, you really made it. On Saturday, I woke up at 9:30 a.m. The first thing I think about when I wake up is...
existential determinism.
There's porridge.
Oh. Close, close.
Before I get out of bed, I spend ages looking at...
the instructions on my trousers.
at Twitter. The first thing I do when I get up is clean.
But the second thing I do is not so clean.
Is clean my teeth. You might not believe it, but when it came to getting a new set of teeth, I decided to get some that...
were brighter than me.
It looked a bit more natural. I was going out into town in the evening, so I had to plan my outfit for the night out. These are my style rules. Shades are good to wear in nightclubs as they make you enjoy your evening more because...
people think you're blind and look after you.
Because you can't tell what's going on and can't get hassled, in fact, that's what he said. Fame is weird. Girls will come up to me and say, oh, my God, I love you, or my mum wanted me to tell you that she loves you. I always say...
I'm Barry Cryer.
I always say, no way, seriously. I've got a code language I use with Dave, my agent, if it ever gets too much and I want to get away from someone. I ask him to get me an...
Widdicombe.
An apple juice. I love man bags and have loads of them. D&G, Prada, Gucci. I don't know how I lived without a man bag. Sometimes I wear one in the house when I'm...
incontinent.
When I'm cooking. If I go out without a man bag, it's like I'm...
a grown-up.
Like I'm missing something. I think I'm a good age at the moment because it means I can date girls of 27 or 28, but also...
maybe even a slightly higher IQ.
Also younger ones like 23. Having a surname like Essex usually helps when I'm...
lost.
When I'm talking to people. My first pet was Tiddles, my...
goldfish.
My cat. Once, what? By accident, I nearly...
spoke sense.
Nearly broke her tail in the patio door. My dream house will have two giant, massive gates. One on the left and one on the right. And in the middle, a big...
gap so you can get in.
A big roundabout. The house will have a medium-sized front door, thick and...
wooden, like me.
Thick and wooden. I was trying to remember who is in our royal family the other day. I know there's Prince William and Prince Charles. Then I thought there was someone called...
King Edward for baking and chipping.
No, Charles Dickens. The things I learnt on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here are submerged means underwater. A punchline is the end of a joke. Cabbage and lettuce aren't the same thing. It rains on purpose in a rainforest. RSVP is not something to do with pets. And koalas aren't...
fizzy drinks.
Aren't electric. Well, anyway... It's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time. There is just time to fit in a quick round of cheesy songbook. Samantha tells me she's just returned from a visit to a gentleman cheesemaker who invited her to assist him in the process. He made a Stilton while she worked on a selection of cream cheeses. In the end, he was very impressed by how easily hers were spreading, while she in turn was delighted to see his blue-veined offering noticeably hardened during the course of the session. Teams, I'd like you to suggest song titles likely to prove popular with an audience of cheese lovers. You can start this one, please. Pippa.
Streets of Philadelphia.
Harry.
Cheese, release me.
I quiched a girl and I liked it.
Ding dong, dearly on high.
I should have known feta.
Ricotta, get out of this place.
Killing me souffle with his song.
The way we were.
Air on a cheese string.
Ah, anything by Dairy Lee Lewis. Edam and the Ants. Rye Gouda. Mozzarella Fitzgerald.
Well, leave them wanting more, as they say. I think they definitely wanted more. And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the tangerine spray tan of time creosotes the facial features of fate and the twinkling Swarovski crystals of dreams are stapled to the dazzling vajazzle of destiny, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the team, Samantha and myself, and our audience here in Colchester, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Tony Hawks, Timbrook Taylor and Pippa Evans have been given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.